Vayter in Shas Ben Kedushin Daf Nun Ches. Picking up halfway down the next part of the Mishnah, Machron Vekidesh B'Demein Mikudeshes. We had said someone who gets married with Arla or Kile Kerem or Shar Niskal or Egla Arufa or Tzipor Mitzora or Seir Nazir or Pater Petach Hamor, Basa B'Chal V'Chulin Shenitzchel Bazara. All these are Asher Ba'ana and therefore Einu Mikudeshes. But if you sold these things and then you took that money and now you got married with it, that would be mikudeshes. Minalan. Hadam doesn't continue on and get caught up in the next one. Rashi says de lo tafsi damayu. Hadam know that the money doesn't get caught up into it and it doesn't take it at the same level. Midigali rachmana b'avodas kochavim. We're learning that because of the fact that by avodah zarah, the pasuk says v'hayisa cherem kamo. The full pasuk says that velo savi so eva el beisecha. Don't bring it to Eva, an abomination into your house. V'hayisa cherem kamo and become banned like it. Shaketz to shaktsenu, v'tayiv to zavenu ki cheremu. You shall detest it and shall abhor it, for it is banned. This is talking about avodah zarah kol she'ata mehaye hemnal harehu kamo. Whatever you get from it becomes like it itself. Michlal the kol yisurin shabatorah show. That means to say, every other type of sale will be mutter. So saying this particular thing is the one that, hey, it's going to take on the status, continue with the avodah zarah, but nothing else. Frek the Gemara, what do you mean? V'nail if me know, what do we make a binyanav? And we say that just like this, so to every other part, and everything else is going to transfer over. And therefore, it should continue on. And then the money that you get from the Shor Niska, let's say Lamashal, should end up being also Sabana. Because we have two psukim, as we've seen a number of times in this psukim so far, we have two different psukim that are teaching us the same principle. And we know the rule. When you have two psukim teaching you the same principle, that means to be mamayated from anything else, and it's particular to those things and nothing else. Where do we find this? What is it? What are we talking about? So that's the one that we just said right now, that whatever comes from it becomes like it. Shavias Mai, what are we talking about? He says a Shemitah, that anything becomes like it. Yovel hi kodesh tiyeh lachem. The Torah says that Yovel, it is Yovel. It's a Yovel year, it's going to be holy to you. So we see Shemitah, stuff of the Shemitah is called Kodesh, just like something which is Hekdesh. Ma Kodesh Tofes is Damav, just like when it comes to Hekdesh, it takes on the money, the value. Av Shvias Tofes es Damav, so too by Shemitah also, it continues on to the next thing as well. Meaning you can be poda the Kodesh onto money, so too this stuff goes onto money as well. Just go, okay, let's continue that. Let's go weiter with that. Ima kodesh tofes is dama v'yotze l'chulin. So what happens, you have something which is hektish, and you redeem it onto money, now that thing becomes itself chulin. You want to say the same thing with Shemitah? Av shvias tofes is dama v'yotze l'chulin. It becomes like chulin, therefore it's not like Shemitah anymore. Tamad lomar tihiyeh. Therefore the pasuk says, no, it shall remain. Av yotze l'chulin, it's going to be what it was. Ketzad, how does that work? Lokach per shvias basar. If someone bought meat with per shmias, so I have, let's say, apples that are shmita apples, and I go to my neighbor who has got meat, and I say, here, take these apples, and I'll take the meat. Elu ve'elu misab misbarin b'shvias, both of them now take on the level of the original, the apples remain what they were, and even the meat now takes on that level of like shmita produce, in as much as it has beer. What is beer? Beer is, we know the halacha is, that when whatever the stuff that's being bought, if it's whatever stuff that is, when it's no longer in the fields, then the halacha is that whatever has someone has in their house, they're chayav to do beer. Beer literally means to destroy it, but what it means is you put it outside of the house and it becomes like hefker. Now, what happens if you went vayter with this though? And that is, I take an apple, I buy with the apple meat. I then take the meat and I buy with the meat fish. The meat leaves a level of kedusha and it transfers onto the dagum. So what's going to happen eventually is we're going to find the whole chain of things, but the apples remain in their original state. And then whatever is bought with them then takes on the level of kedusha. And that level of kedusha keeps transferring to something else until you stop there. But everything in between then loses it. So I go and I take apples, I buy baser, baser bedagam, yatsa baser nechzu dagam, bedagam yayin, I think about the fish wine, yatsa dagam nechzu yayin. So the fish is now free, it's now no longer kadosh, but yayin becomes yayin shemen, transfer over to the shemen, yayin is free, yatsa yayin nechzu shemen. How long can you keep this going? Acharon nitzvas shvius, the very last one holds on to shvius. Upir asma also, but the original apples that we spoke about here, they always remain what they were. Rashi says, "Haperi arishon aser la'achar abir shelo yotza mikedushaso." they never leave their state of Kedusha. Okay, back to where we were. So what we see so far is that we have Shnei Ksuma Baim Ke'echad and Shnei Ksuma Ke'echadim Lamdim, and one of them is a Pasuk which is talking about Avodah Zarah, and the other one is talking about Shemitah, and now moves on the Gemara, says, Hanukal Mandar Me'im Lamdim. Okay, but we know that there's a Machlokas here. There are those that say, Shnei Ksuma Baim Ke'echadim Lamdim, and Lamanda Amar Lamdim, and it says, even if two people come together, we still learn out. Mike, what are you going to say now? Let's say that Avodah Zarah and Shemitah are these two rules, and then that rule is going to go to everything else, and that the stuff is going to transfer over, and therefore also by other things we had in our Mishnah, that if you sell it, the money is going to take on the Kedusha as well. Says Gemara, Mi'ute Ksive. Irechinami, that we would think such a concept perhaps in certain areas, but here you wouldn't. Why? Because Mi'ute Ksive, because there's specific exclusory type of terminology that's being used. Ksiv Hacha Ki Cheremu. It says by Vodazar, because it is a Cherem, it is banned. Ksiv Hasam Yovel He. It is Yovel. He ain't in midachrin alo, which means it. So it says kicherim who, it itself, and yovel he, it itself. He in midachrin alo, just for it and not for something else. So even if someone says shnei ksuvim, we still malamid over here, since you have another words that are excluding, therefore it remains only for those two things, and everything else, like we said in our Mishnah, it will not transfer over if it is sold. You cannot marry with those things because that's about na, but once you sell them, which you're not allowed to do really, but if you did that, then the money now doesn't become asabana, and you could use that to be married. Zuck the next Heilige Mishnah, Makadosh B'Trumos. Let's say you know you have to take off Trumos and Maisos from your fruits and vegetables, and you gotta go give them to Kohanim and to Levim, depending on what we're talking about. The Eretz Trumos Maiser is to give off. Truma goes to Kohanim, Maisos to Levim. You also have something known as Matanos. Matanos are the Zor L'Chaim Bekeva. Those are the things that are given to the Kohen. He gets it. So now we say that if someone goes and marries a woman with Trumos Maisos and Matanos, you go and you marry with them, or uses the water, it's used for like para duma, which chatas bachshin shubisar para, harezim kudeshes, that's the stuff that's sprinkled on the stuff that's tummy mace to become tar. Harizim Gedeshes, it is married. Vafilu Yisrael, even though the person doing this is Yisrael, Rashi says, because like a daitach, afapi she'ein lo b'chol elu ela tovus hana. What does the guy have? Trumos and Maisos, he's not allowed to use, right? He has to give them to Kohanim and Levim. But he does have the ability to choose who to give it to. That's called tovas hana'ah. And Shabiyadu, the essay says, lahasam l'chol mishir, so he can give it l'sitim, sorry. To give them the chomish yirtzeh v'gam he lo zachta. She, what's she getting? Oh, she's getting something that she cannot give to decide which coin levy to give to. But tovas hana zu he shetzricha litnim lekoin v'maisa levy mekacha. But tovas hana is marrying with this same thing. Zu kasavar, the kasavar tovas hana mama is considered. Tovas hana is considered like money, and therefore they are married. Amarola Tovasana Aina Mamon. Tovasana is not Mamon. Rash is the Kaddish Bodhisattva to marry a woman. In fact, what would he mean? Aesir Rabbi Abba Lula. What about a mission we just said? I'm a Kaddish Bichumos. Umaisus Matanos, Mechatus, Baby Para. Hareu Zumiku Dashes Vafilu Yisroels. What are you talking about? Amarle, he says back to. No, we're talking about a particular case here. Hachabi Yisrael Shanaflulo Tvalum and Besa V. Imo Coin. This is a wild case. You have a guy, he's Yisrael. His mother's father was a Kohen, right? So he's not a Kohen. His mama was a Kohen, but she married Yisrael. But her mother's father was a Kohen. And the mother's father has stuff. He has produce. And this produce, we know the din is that even a Kohen is to take off. He's not allowed to eat tevel, untithed produce. So he has to go out and make sure it goes through the whole process of smoothing it out and getting it ready. And then when he reaches that state, and ready to take off Trumos and Maisos, he has to take off and he can keep it himself. Now we're dealing with a particular case that then he ends up dying, and then that stuff now gets inherited to his grandson. However, Vik HaSavar and the Tan of the Mishnah is of the opinion that Matanos Shelo Hurmu Kimisha Himradamyan. This is a machlokas, but they have the opinion that a Matana, meaning Matanos, means all these Trumos, Maisos, this kind of stuff, that wasn't yet taken off, are considered like they are taken off, which means that as long as a Kohen has the produce himself ready to have the stuff taken off, even if it wasn't yet taken off, he could still eat from the quote-unquote tevel. It's not called tevel anymore. And therefore, when it all falls now to the grandson, the grandson ends up with stuff that is now really belonged to his grandfather. And now, although he himself can't eat it, obviously, because he's not a Kohen, but it's his that he owns, that he's allowed to now go give as a matana. I'm sorry, as a sale. He could sell it to somebody, and therefore it belongs to him, and now it's real mamon. So, like we said, Hachal b'Yisrael shenaflu tevalu mebeisa v'imo kohen, and v'kasavar, batano shalohur mekimi shehur mudami, and you get married to that stuff, and then she can take them, she can sell to someone else, and she is no longer just in theory, but it's actually practically money. Now, although Ula had to come up with this whole case because he holds that Tovus Anah is not considered Mammon, let's see if that's really across the board. Tovus Anah, Mammon or in a moment? Is it considered money or is it not considered money? Amalei says to him, Tini Sua, what do you mean? We learned it from the Mishnah. Hamakadis Bichum Samaisus Matanus Mechatis Mech for Paris and Makadis for Philly Yisrael. So clearly, Mashi Tovus Anah is money. Amalei says back to him, Velavo Kimna Bissel, Shanavalo Tvalim Besa Vimo coin. Didn't we already establish that it's talking about that case, in which case we no longer know what this case is? It's not a regular case of Tovus Anah. Beep, turn the page. No Chesma Beis. Amalei says back to him, Hutsa At. Rav Chia took that as a diss, as if like he was saying to him, like, you don't even know what you're talking about. Rav says, Motzi at mishmuazu, nirin she'enata chachamba. You're out of this realm, like you're not a chacham. Inami katil kani ba'agma at loshan hutza b'dafna. I'm not sure what that means. The point is that you're out. Like, so therefore he thought he was dissing on him, and he was like, oh my goodness, he got so embarrassed. Ichsef, who suffer mishmaita ka'amal, Mishmait to come. He thought he was saying to him that, like, you don't even know what's happening. Amalei, so Avuna Sar of Chia was all upset. He saw he was embarrassed. He says, no, he misunderstood. Hachi Kamina. All I was saying is Rav Asi, the Hutzal Koi Kavasech. Rav Asi, who lives in a place called Hutzal, he held like you. In other words, in a chinami. That is one of the shitas over there. So now we do see that still it's a machlokas, perhaps. Nema ketanoi, you want to say that it's a machlokas tanoim, hagoniv tivlo shel chavero, that the Brisa says, someone who steals tevel that belonged to his friend, mishalm lo demei tivlo shel chavero, he has to pay him the amount of tevel that he stole. Rashi says, af demei truma umaiser shel, even the money of truma samaiser, that's mixed in there. Divrei Rebbe, that's Rabbi's opinion. Rabbi Rebbe Yehuda Omer, all you pay is the amount of chulin, meaning as if the trumas and maisos were already separated. Rashi explains that when he says aval demei chulin shabal, only that aval betruma maiser, the truma and maiser that's mixed in over there. Amalei suspect them labal devarim didiat. You're not the one who can demand for it. It belongs to you because she have a coin. Let a coin come and get it. Because she have a coin. When the coin comes, gam hula tovo. When he comes to him, he's just yitcheu. He's going to go and push him off. Yomer lo lechot nena. I was going to give you. I was going to give you some other coin. Therefore, he keeps pushing him off. My lab, Alkamifki, is it not so that with the machlokas over here between Rebbe and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is the Mar Sover Tovus Anah Mammon? Rebbe says it's considered Mammon. Therefore, he has to return the whole thing, including Tovus Anah Maisos. Mar Sover Tovus Anah Inamom is not considered, and therefore, you can't go ahead and get it back. So we see machlokas is the name. Says Gemara, lo, it's not the case. The Kuliyama Tovusana Einamon. Everyone agrees that is the moment. V'achal b'tavolim shenaflu in beisavi imo koin. That's the case you're arguing over. Upamatnos shelo hurmu kimishu hurmu daven kimifigli. The whole machlokas is whether or not matanos that aren't taken off is considered like it's taken out or not. Marsav kimishu hurmu daven and Rebbe holds it as if it's already separated. Marsav lav kimishu hurmu daven. It's not considered like it's separated. V-boy Sam, another answer would be the Kuliyama Kamisha Urmadami. Really, everyone agrees that it's, even if it's not taken off yet, Matana Shalahumu is Kamisha Urmadami. It's considered like it's already taken off. If that's really true, then why does Rav Yochzi Bereb Yehuda say what he says? V'tovus hana eino mamon. Everyone says it's not considered mamon. V'hachak b'dishmul kamifik. They're arguing in the world of Shmuel. Damer Shmuel, chita achas poter chesakri. He's of the opinion that there's no minimum amount that's necessary to take off in order to be fulfilling the mitzvah of truma. Take off even a tiny little amount. One chita, one grain, takes off an entire pile from everything of trumas. The Mar Islay, the Shmuel, one of them holds of Shmuel, is of the opinion that, yeah, what he's saying is good, and that would be Rebbe, and therefore it's considered done. And Mar Leslay, the Shmuel, the one does not hold of Shmuel. Rebbe holds of Shmuel, therefore he's going to say, you have to pay me back even the truth of my shows, because I was going to take off just a tiny little amount, so you got to pay me everything up to there. Mar Leslay, the Shmuel, Rebbe Yehuda says, no, I didn't hold of there, therefore he can't ask for Maisos or Truma, because that amount would have been taken off, and therefore he can't ask for it. V'bayisema, another answer is the Kuliyama Lesser Lishmul. really no one holds of Shmuel. V'hacha hainu taima de Rebbe. And this is pshat. V'hacha hainu taima de Rebbe. This is why Rebbe would say that he has to go and give back everything. The kansu rabbanon the ganav. It's a ganas to the ganav. It's a fine for him. Really, he shouldn't have to pay anything because he's only able to get it from him. Right? The guy we stole from can't say it's his because it doesn't belong to him. And the coin can't say it because he could just say I was going to give it to another coin. But we don't want this guy to get away from, you know, get away with the, you know, with the stealing over here. So there's a kanas and he has to pay the guy the full amount that he stole, even including the value of the trumas and the maizes. But he's saying another answer. Everyone does agree with Shmuel. Then the question is, what's pshat in Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda? Right, so really, that which Rebbe says that the ganav can, the thief, right, can be chayev to return even trumas and maizes, it makes a lot of sense. So what's pshat in Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda? B'halcha tahayni tamid Rabbi Yehuda. That he doesn't have to return the whole thing. Dekansura banan labala bias the lo ibulei la shahuye l'shoyi l'tivla. It's a kenas and labala bias because he shouldn't have let his tevel stay in the state of tevel for so long that it's still in that state. We don't like to keep things like that. He should have taken off trumas and maizes right away, and therefore, because he didn't do that, he doesn't get it back. And we learned in the Mishnah. So we see it works, right? All these kind of things. But we also have a Mishnah Bechorus that says, Hanota schar lodun dinav betelim. We're talking about a case, a guy who's going to don a case, and these two people come before him, and he takes money to do it. Now, there's no issue here of shochad, of bribe, because both of them are paying over here. Still, it's usser, and it's going to be no good. So, a nota schai lo dun dina betel ner bata lahayid, in order to be an aid, edus betela. His edus is null and void. Lahazos, in order to spritz the mechatas, and somebody becomes tummy because of tumas mace, right, the tummy mace. Ula Kadesh, in this context, means mixing the mechatas together. Meimav meima'ara. His water becomes like water from a cave. Rashi says, sruchimim. They become disgusting. And it's not really fit to work. Ve'efro, efro mikle. And the ashes become like regular stam ashes. Rashi says, klomer stam efer shabam min ha'koli be'esh. Some sort of burnt up stuff over here. So we're seeing getting any hanah from these type of things makes it like it doesn't work. So how could it be that if someone goes and marries a woman with these things, that it's taka going to work? It doesn't really work with our Mishnah. How do we put these things together? Amar Abaye lo kasha, kan b'schar ba umiloi, kan b'schar hazah v'kiddush. Our Mishnah is talking about a case where the guy's getting money for transporting the ashes or drawing out the water, which is mutter because this is like you're working, you're toiling, and that's what you're getting money for working. But the Mishnah in Bechorus is talking about getting the money for the actual spritzing and the mixing of the water, which is not okay because there's no real tircha going on over there. Therefore, it's not for the work that you're getting paid, which is not okay. You can also understand this by the way you look at the mashmos of the Mishnah itself, because it says in our Mishnah, with mechatas or ifer para, because tani asam lahazos ulekadesh, the actual act of doing such a thing, shma mina, hajun alocha, ish mechadesh, mazel tov, we're finishing the second parak, and the la la la, oh, and the la la la, eh, and the la la, You know what our minhag is. We said Hajjalach, let's go quickly back to Memalf to actually be Mekayim that Hajjalach, Ha'ish Mekadesh Bo, but Shluchop is going to marry with himself or with his Shaliach. Okay, my friends, we're Yotze. We are going to stop over here, picking up Ezer Hashem tomorrow with a brand new perek, a brand new Mishnah. Until then, I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.